Okay. So I had some lucid dreams last night. Had some lucid dreams last night. And they were pretty cool. I don't want to say they were low level of lucidity. I just found better things to do than I was planning on. Because as I said, my goal is to find Frying Man, but my latent goals or something like that would be reading text and dream. I love reading stuff. I love checking out all sorts of awesome stuff in dreams. And I also love exploring the dream world like crazy. So a lot of times what happens is I will remember that because I know it's a dream goal and I try to like forget that it's a dream goal, but it's just so fun. So my first dream, I realized I was dreaming. I scanned real fast and I couldn't find anything. So I found a map. That's right. I did the lucid dare. Found a map of the place I was at. It was two stories. Downstairs was like a subway station. So I teleported to the subway station. And when I got there, turns out that the subway station goes into a different country. And now I'm like, sweet. Like, that means that, you know, this dream has already created like a different country. That's awesome. So I step through. And I'm like, just not even really caring what happens because, you know, I'm having fun. And this big, burly security guard and just comes up and he's like, hey, where's your passport? And I'm like, okay, summon a passport real fast. I reach in my back pocket and there's no wallet there or anything in either of my back pockets. So I try to pocket summon it real fast and I've got nothing. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, how could you fail it? I always have my wallet on me. So I was like, oh, man. And then I'm like, well, Dad, you know, I left it at home. You said that you could cover for me this one time. And he looks at me for a second. And this guy is, like, probably 30s. And he's black. Like, he is not my father. but he's like, all right. And he's, like, slowly, like, turning to my Jedi-like mind tricks. And he's like, okay, I'll let you through. And so then I made it onto the subway and I started talking to some of the people on there, trying to get some information about the country we were going to. And it didn't seem like the world was very big. Like, it seemed like the world was only the size of the station. So they gave very, very vague details, like, oh, the land is nice, you know? Like, almost like if you're playing a video game and you ask some NPCs some questions, you know, they're like, and they didn't give me a name either, which is always annoying. I always try to ask for a name. They never give me names of places. It's difficult to get from them. But anyway, so yeah, they're just like, you know, oh, Burma is the best place ever. It's like, come on. Yeah, and I used your name as a place, Burma. And so I woke up a little bit later to my wife getting up and getting around, which wasn't too bad. Like, I'm pretty sure the dream had ended at that time, and I just switched back to normal sleep without dreams. Like, I don't remember how the dream ended. I might have gotten in too deep with a conversation with them, but I'm pretty sure I woke up and then just slid right back to sleep. And then my wife woke me up because I don't remember being like jarred awake and I don't remember losing lucidity. So then I went back to sleep, had another lucid. I was delivering some pizzas and I started slowing my mind down. I told you guys about how when you're stabilizing, I'm not sure if I did yet. That might be a podcast I have yet to release. When you're stabilizing, sometimes it's good to just let the dream go for a little bit until it becomes a full-fledged dream. And then you decide what goals you want if you can't remember your goals. So I met these people, sorry about that, in this freezer. And I used to work at Dillon's, so it was like exactly like a Dillon's freezer, but it wasn't cold in there. It seemed like they weren't using it. And they were using Yu-Gi-Oh cards to play spoons, which at first I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. And so then they started explaining it to me and they said, all right, here's the deal. We have 5 Yu-Gi-Oh cards. We just bought a pack. We have 5 Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And so we lay all 5 of them down. You can only grab one. There's 4 of us playing, or there's 6 of us playing. And you do the spoon passing thing where you grab a card and flip it over, and it's all Yu-Gi-Oh cards that you're using. And since there's so many cards, it's going to take forever for one of us to actually get four of a kind. And then the spoon rules, as soon as you have four of a kind, you can reach down and grab a card. So first person to get four of a kind first gets first grab, but the better reflexes after that gets second and third grab, but you can only grab one. And then they're out. Whoever doesn't get one is out, and then it moves on to the next round. So I started going through them and looking at all the cards they had. And a lot of them I recognized. Like, there was a Dark Magician Girl, and stuff like that. But then a lot of them were just random swords and stuff. And I'm really frustrated at myself, because cards is one of the ways to stock inventory that I'm planning on. So I wish I would have summoned some of the swords, or just, like, grabbed one and put it in my book. But I would have had to summon it. So I'm a little frustrated that I didn't think of that goal. But I checked out the text of the cards. A lot of them were just like plus 500 attack or plus 1,000 health points. Just like really, really generic. But very, very intelligible and very good drawings too. Like very detailed drawings of different people and stuff like that. It's very interesting. And see, that's one of the reasons why a lot of times you'll read my lucid dreams and they just don't seem like they have that much stuff. Just because I am just taking in all of the awesomeness of it, you know what I mean? I'm exploring train stations, I'm reading books, and the thing is, it's just, that is fun to me, and it's something that I'll definitely be doing more and more as I get my own world. I want to explore so many details, because when I get back, those details will be the same, it'll be even more important. So, yeah. So basically, that was my night. I had a couple other dreams, they were boring and useless, and I didn't really enjoy them, so I am not really dream journaling them. I know that I could either actually, like, you know, do a normal dream journal and dream journal everything, or really give you guys all sorts of details, like, oh, I saw this, I went through the spell cards first, but I'd rather give you guys the gist of what I'm doing, kind of the amount of dreams and lucid dreams I'm having, and then just go from there. Because I don't want these to be boring. I don't want these to seem... I want them to just be enjoyable, because I am going to go back through them. And my recall is really good. And this dream journaling is just... I mean, honestly, if I wasn't doing this, I'd just be thinking about them throughout the day as well. So it's not... I don't know if it's helping me that much. But to be able to go back and just listen to all of the enjoyable ones that are fun to listen to and fun for me to remember, versus the boring ones. So basically, this is kind of helping with my motivation and everything in the future, as opposed to just helping my recall now, because recall is very important, but I do have very good amount of recall. So motivation is something that everyone loses from time to time. So I want to pay more attention to that. Hope that makes sense. Something for y'all to think about when you're writing your dream journals. Maybe put markers on the really, really enjoyable dreams. That's all I have for today. I got about 8 hours of sleep last night. Probably going to take a nap when I get home. It's kind of time for me to finish here and get home anyways. But, yeah, just stay classy, San Diego. That's all, folks. Sayonara, suckers. I'll be back. I could keep going forever probably, but I will end here. Bye.